welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new season of the News Tribune podcast featuring the Lincoln Blue Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Trevor Hahn of the News Tribune. And before Trevor and I start to break down the upcoming season, let's listen to a little bit of Trevor's conversation with Lincoln head coach Moses Harper.
Entering a new team with a lot of new faces, just kind of what was the recruiting process like for you and just implementing culture throughout the summer? What were you trying to do on that front?
I was just trying to find the right people. When the coaches got here, actually I was here for 32 days by myself working and recruiting, and then when the coaches hit the ground, they had to hit the ground with keys and go run and try to find some players. I think they did a great job of finding the details in guys, talking to high school coaches, talking to transfer coaches, seeing if we're getting the right guy, because we didn't want to bring the right guy, the wrong guy in here. So they did a real good job of bringing those guys in here to mesh with the old guys, to establish the DAT culture, the discipline, accountability, toughness. I think we challenge them more on those things every day, day-to-day basis, in meetings, in school, in practice. We challenge them more on those things than we do talk about wins and losses.
Yeah, and then obviously you're headed into week one with a brand new conference opponent. Do you kind of like that test early on in the season? What's your viewpoint on that?
Well, it'd be good for us right away. I think Quincy head coach has had some success at Truman. Obviously, he loves the defensive coordinator and what he's done in the past there, because he kept him on, the entire staff. We kind of got to watch a snippet of him against Drake, so kind of get some tidbits on him there, actually watching a half of football. So I know they'll be hungry, because they didn't get to play a full game, and their kids probably didn't feel like they got to play to their max potential. I think you'll see a football, both teams, who still will be in some first week jitters and make some mistakes. It's who can fight back from the adversity and overcome those things throughout the game.
Yeah, and just studying film on them, what kind of sticks out?
Up front, you know, defensively up front. And then especially they got a linebacker, Brock, number 22. He's a senior. He's been in the system. He understands the system. He understands what the DC wants. I'm pretty sure if you talk to the DC, he'll tell you he's the coach on the football field. So those guys are older. They've been in the system. And just their maturity lets us understand to my younger guys that you can't make mistakes, because if you make mistakes, older guys will make you realize your mistakes. So the maturity defensively. Offensively, they had two quarterbacks. We only got to see one, but we know they have a kid from Coastal Carolina who's pretty athletic. We don't know if we'll see him or not, but I'm anticipating we will. And up front, they're a little lean too, just like a little heavy lean like the rest of the conference is. Coach is known for wanting to run the football. So at Truman, he ran the football. So I can't see anything different going into this one.
Yeah, and then just final question here. What are you focused on mostly for this week?
Us, you know, from the start to finish, from kickoff, third phase, how do we get down on the field, make tackles? Hopefully we can pin them deep in the end zone. They don't return them. But from kickoff to offense, defense, I want to focus on us. I want a group to come out that's focusing on us. We want to celebrate with us. I don't want to hear us talking across the ball. Let's see how we could be who we could be if we just focus on us.
All righty. Thanks, coach.
All right, that was Lincoln head coach Moses Harper, and I guess, you know what, that's as good a place as any to start, Trevor. We're entering a new season. Moses Harper is the new Lincoln head coach, so let's talk a little bit about that. Obviously, it was an off-season of transition for the Blue Tigers, and, you know, the easiest place to start is they've got a new head coach.
Yeah, Moses Harper replaces Jermaine Gales, who bounced around a few different places before settling on, I don't even remember, because he left for Jackson State and then left for a different job right afterwards at Alcorn State. Something along the lines of that. But, yeah, Moses Harper comes over after spending the last two seasons at Nebraska Kearney as the passing game coordinator. And, yeah, he's bringing a lot of toughness and accountability and discipline. DAT has been their big motto headed into the season. And he really prided himself on filling out this roster. When I went in the spring to their spring game, they had 36 players in uniform. They're up to about 100 players on the roster.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he's really excited about the academics and just the character of the kids he was able to bring in. It does not seem like eligibility is going to be as big of an issue as I have seen in the couple years I've covered this team.
Okay.
So he's really trying to bring a different different culture to this team and just kind of trying to switch up anything and see what sticks.
Sure. I think with any time you have a new coach at a program, that's the biggest thing is just going to be like, okay, what do I want to put my stamp on the program as? You know, and that's the sort of stuff where that can be an easy fix, or it can be a hard fix, or it can be a, you know, whatever. Sometimes it goes over easier than others, when especially if you have a whole new complement of players, then it's easier to start from ground zero. So putting all that aside, because sometimes that'll work, sometimes it won't, sometimes you won't know till the season's over if it worked. But I think the other part of the component is not just what do you have for goals for the program or what you wanted to aspire to be. It's just simply is what's the program going to look like that you put on the field. So I guess let's just start from the standpoint of what are we looking for the Blue Tigers to look like on both sides of the ball. What maybe our coach's new philosophies or his what he wants to be in terms of an offensive team, and what does he want to be as a defensive team.
So offensively, they want to run the football.
Okay.
Run it again. Okay. And as soon as you are preparing for the run, take deep shots. They have a bunch of speed at wide receiver this year.
Okay.
They're bringing a multiple pro-style offense, and I think this is going to fit much better at Lincoln than the spread up-tempo that we saw for Gales. I personally am a huge fan of the spread. Love throwing the football.
Right, right.
But when they were dealing with the talent gap that they were dealing with against some of those top teams in the MIAA, running no huddle and running hurry up just resulted in shorter possessions.
Sure.
If you're going to end up punting the football, you might as well take a few minutes off the clock.
Right.
Allow your defense to get some rest. And it really just resulted into long games where the defense was on the field the whole time.
Right, right.
So I think this system, if they're able to function it the way they want to, they're going to be able to eat some clock. They're going to be able to kind of wear you out as the game goes on, and I think that should help the defensive side as well.
So it goes without saying that if you want to try to run that type of offense, the first thing you've got to do is you've got to have the horses up front to power such an attack. And we have talked, both you, me, to doing this with Greg Jackson back to when I covered the Blue Tigers. The line is the hardest place to get players on both sides of the ball for a program like Lincoln. So that being said, if you want to run the ball, you've got to have people that you can run behind. Do they think they've got the people that they need to be able to run behind?
They do return 4 starting offensive linemen from last year.
Okay.
So they're only replacing one of those 5 spots, and that's huge for them. Just continuity up front is the biggest thing when you're talking about an offensive line. Just being able to pick up blitzes, being able to correctly block and run gaps, and just that continuity and having chemistry between the players, it puts them so far ahead of the game than what I've seen in the last couple of years. So they're pretty confident in their offensive line, and now it just comes down to staying healthy.
Right. Well, that and or the depth if you don't stay healthy. And that's the other thing we've always talked about, is that's one of the areas that they were thinnest at every year, was both offensive and defensive lines, just having we might have a couple okay guys, but we don't have anybody behind them. So, again, you hope that with those increased numbers and that bigger roster size that they have, that maybe this time around they've got a few more guys to plug in if people do go down.
Yeah, it's inexperience backing up on the depth chart. They have a lot of freshmen that they're excited about. It's just they're relying on those upperclassmen returning as the starting offensive linemen to kind of get them going and get that experience in practice. So if it does come time for an injury or whatever reason that you have to step in, they'll be able to produce at a decent level.
Sure. So what do we think the main characteristic will be of the Blue Tigers on defense?
On defense, they are running a 4-2-5, so as essentially functions as a 4-3, but the third linebacker is going to be kind of a box safety type.
Okay.
I've heard it a lot in recent years called the star position. Don't know where that came from, how that originated, but yeah, it just brings another athlete into the box and kind of helps with running quarterbacks and just athletes from jet sweeps being able to move sideline to sideline a little bit better.
Okay.
And yeah, physical. That's what I keep hearing from them.
Okay.
They want to be a physical defense. They want to stop the run first, and they feel like they got some pretty good athletes on the back end that might be able to hold up.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, it's not only just a new coach this year. There's a new conference. So, I mean, after, you know, a number of years in the MIAA, the, you know, we talked about some years where they might play a team from here or a team from there and go, oh, well, this team is leaving for the GLVC. They join kind of the wave of people that have left for the GLVC. So now they're in it. I think it's a conference that I think they're much better suited for. Take nothing away from the teams that are good in the GLVC. I just think there are fewer of them, just the murderer's row that there were in the MIAA. And I do think that the GLVC schools are a little more like Lincoln in the fact that some of those MIAA schools, man, they're just like, you know, we take football very, very seriously. We're going to throw a lot of funds at it, and we are going to make it our priority program in all of our athletics. So I think, you know, we're going into a league where maybe Lincoln's going to have a little bit better chance to compete. So I guess, what have you heard about, you know, both from maybe, you know, Coach Harper in the offseason and a lot of the people around the program about this change to the GLVC?
It's 100% a good change for sure. Lincoln. Even when they are facing the top of the league, like the University of Indianapolis or the Truman States, those kind of perennial top contenders, they aren't top 10 teams for the most part. Right. They're still going to be really good, and Lincoln's still probably going to have a tough time against them, but it's not going to be those games that's really decided at the end of the first quarter. At least you hope not. And right. Kind of rolling off your point of MIAA teams just caring so much about their football teams. Pitt State, a town of 20,000 people, had 10,000 people come out to their game
right.
last week.
Right.
So it's just a different playing field, and one that Lincoln is going to be able to adjust as it goes. And I think if they're able to find their footing the way they want to, skip ahead a couple years, they might be able to be a middle of the pack team.
Yeah.
So the top of the league is still really good, but after the top of the league, there are teams that Lincoln has a chance to catch on a bad day and maybe.
Yeah, there will be years in the GLVC where I think you may look at the schedule and look at the conference schedule when the season comes out and go, okay, we're going to play two top 25 teams as the year goes on, as opposed to three top 10 teams and, you know, six top 25 teams. So, you know, it's going to just be a little bit, there's going to be chances to breathe, to recuperate, to just take a deep breath and go, okay, you know, yes, we played somebody very, very good last week, but it wasn't like we played number three last week and now number 10's coming to town. You may get a chance to just, you know, lick your wounds and recuperate a little bit better in this league. And I think that's, you know, going to be very helpful. So, in addition, it's not as big a conference, so there are some non-conference spots on the schedule. So, why don't you maybe tell the people that haven't spent time looking at the schedule or aren't familiar with it, who might be the non-conference opponents on the schedule this year for Lincoln?
So, yeah, Lincoln is obviously opening up with a conference game this week, but they will have some non-conference games. Northeastern State is staying on the schedule. I don't think that's going to be as easy as a game as maybe they thought. Obviously, they've struggled in years past against Northeastern State, but they look much improved this year. Then you get an HBCU school like Lane, and you get a homecoming game against Lincoln, California. That Lincoln, California game is happening. I know they were a little bit worried, but they are in contact with them. So
okay.
Homecoming game is happening.
Okay.
And it kind of allows them to schedule some opponents that they're kind of on the same playing field with. And it seems like all three of those games could be winnable games for Lincoln.
Right.
And at the least, games that they can be in the fourth quarter in.
Sure.
And that's the biggest talking point that Lincoln has right now to the team is, do what you can do to control what you can control. Get to the fourth quarter, look up at the scoreboard, and hopefully it's a game, because they have not experienced that in so many years.
Right.
And if they get there, they know all the pressure is going to be on the other team and everything might fall into place from there.
You know, you and I have done this a couple times, and Greg Jackson and I did this a couple times, and we'd look at the schedule at the beginning and go, I don't know that I see a winnable game on the schedule. It's different this year. I think there are a couple winnable games on it. I think there might even be a couple winnable conference games on it, let alone just the non-cons that maybe stack up better. So that's one of those things where you go, okay, that's good, because we've got to talk about one thing that I'm sure the Lincoln faithful hate us talking about all the time, but the losing streak is still intact after the end of last year, and it's now at 38. So I guess the Blue Tigers got some good news in that, you know, Fort Lewis, who is the one that was ahead of them, was ahead by one loss. Well, they're not technically two ahead, because they played a week zero game last week and lost. So their losing streak is at 40. So the longest active losing streaks in Division II are 40 and 38. So I think the thing is for Lincoln, they want to get off that as soon as quick as possible.
So that was a question. You never like to, with a new head coach, kind of ask those difficult
right.
questions.
Sure.
But I was very intrigued to see what his response was, because some coaches, that'll be their biggest selling point. They're going to drill that into the kids' heads over and over
right.
and over again, try and increase that motivation. That is not the way Harper is going about
okay.
it. And I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing, but they're worried about themselves is what they keep saying.
Okay.
Focus on us and everything else will fall into a place eventually, no matter how long that takes, as long as they, you know, DAT, like they keep saying, just be disciplined, be accountable, and be tough. If they do that week in, week out, that streak will end itself on its own. It's just a matter of when that's going to happen.
Right.
And obviously it's been since 2019, since they've won a game, it's been a long, long time. I know all the players within the program, especially those kids that are upperclassmen that have been there for three or
right.
4 years, they got to be itching for it to end. And if I were to take a guess, I think it will happen at some point this year. It's just a win.
Okay. Okay, so today's opener, 1 o'clock at Quincy. Both teams are coming in with records of 0-0 with an asterisk a little bit, because Quincy did try to play last week. They played about a half up at Drake and it just got called off because of weather. So, you know, they did get a chance to at least get out there and kind of get things started. So they've got a little bit of a head start on the Blue Tigers. But, again, they're both coming in fresh. And so they, you know, I think tonight is going to be one of those games where short trip, whereas, you know, there were some longer trips. This is going to be a real manageable one, and I think this is also one of those games that historically, now I don't know what Quincy has this year, I'm going to ask you in a minute, but historically this is one of those games that it's gettable game for Lincoln. It's one of those things that Quincy will have years where they're very good in the GLVC, and then sometimes they're middle of the pack, and then sometimes they finish at the bottom. So there's more fluctuation with them. So I guess I'll just ask you, what do we think we expect tonight from Quincy?
It's going to be a big question mark for Quincy. They're dealing with a new head coach. They have Jason Kilday now, who spent the last 8 seasons at your alma mater as the offensive coordinator
yep.
at Truman State.
Sure.
He developed a pretty good pedigree there. Over his 8 years, they scored about 30 points a game, got over 350 yards offense per game. So,
right.
He brings a pedigree of a run-heavy system to Quincy, and that, from what everything I understand, that's going to fit in pretty well, because that's what they like to do last year.
Right.
So I think it's going to look very similar to what they had last year. Don't really know who's going to play quarterback. They have a graduate senior, Drake Davis, that was their starter last year, but they brought in a transfer from Coastal Carolina,
okay.
Dontrell Jackson Jr., who looks like he's a heck of an athlete. So Harper mentioned that they'll probably see both of those quarterbacks. Drake Davis was the only one that saw the field last week. He doesn't really know the reason behind that, but
okay.
could see both of them there. But from everything I understand, they're going to be looking to pound the football just like Lincoln is. So
okay.
maybe a low-scoring game.
Okay. So maybe if Lincoln is able to try to maybe grind out some yards and get that new offensive system running, do we know much about Quincy's defense and what they may have to slow down the Blue Tigers?
I know they kept on the defensive coordinator and all the defensive staff from last year,
okay.
so scheme-wise, it's going to look very similar. They lost across the board, a lot of production on the offense and defensive side of the football. To be expected with the coaching change, that stuff happens.
Sure, sure.
But it seems like they lost a lot of their guys up front, so it might be an opportunity to catch an inexperienced front seven with a heavy ground attack to kind of wear them out as the game goes along. And it might not be perfect to start, but by the end of it, you might be able to see Lincoln kind of get their offense going a little bit.
Right, absolutely. You mentioned that, you know, the bigger roster size, or, you know, the increased depth that they'll have. How are we looking in terms of just, overall health? I know that sometimes, you know, you kind of may have people get dinged up in preseason workouts, and you may, you know, feel like, oh, we were looking good, we still have the numbers, we just got to get guys back healthy. How are the Blue Tigers at this point? Do things look like they're mostly healthy?
They are mostly healthy. There's a few guys, kind of fringe starters, and a couple starters in there as well that are dealing with a couple injuries, but they were mentioned to be back at the earliest next week, so it does not seem like it's going to be a huge thing. As far as names for injuries, I'm blanking a little bit on a couple of them. I know that a couple of their wide receivers that they're really banking on have struggled with kind of soft tissue issues early in the season, but it doesn't seem like anything that's going to drag into the season. So as far as injury concern, they're doing all right now, especially for the 36 kids that had to deal with every single rep throughout the spring
right,
and summer.
Right.
So they're in a good spot injury-wise.
Okay. Well, I guess it gets us to the prediction point of the podcast, and I'll just ask you, Who comes out on top today?
I don't think today is the day the streak ends, unfortunately, okay. But I do think this is going to be a fairly competitive football game, one that Lincoln can hang around in for a while,
okay.
Maybe even get to the fourth quarter like they're hoping for. But I'll predict Quincy to win. I'll say 35-21.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Trevor Hahn, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com and get game updates and more college sports content all week by following Trevor Hahn on Twitter at TrevHahn3. That's Trev Hahn3. Thanks for listening.